Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And I'm very excited about a new friend who is with us right now. Dr. Robert Cialdini is with us. He is the author of the best-selling book, Influence. He's also the president of Influence at Work. And he's also a Regents Professor of Psychology and Marketing at Arizona State University. He is the His new book, who he co-authored with Noah Goldstein and Steve J. Martin, is called Yes, 50 Scientifically Proven Ways to Be Persuasive. Bob Cialdini, welcome to the show. Is he there? Are you there, Bob? I think we may have lost him. One of the things I think is interesting, folks, is that Bob's, and we'll get him back on here in a second, he's a professor of psychology and marketing. And when we get him back on, I'm going to ask him about that. I've known a lot of professors of psychology and a lot of professors of marketing, but I've never known anybody who was a professor of both. And so that'll be interesting to hear what he says about that. The other thing is this persuasive thing, the proven ways to be persuasive. You know, we all have to be able to do that. The difference in doing it today than the way we did it 20 years ago, there's a difference. Once you actually get in front of the people, once you actually make contact and you're in front of them and they've given you an audience and you're there to do whatever it is you do, your customers, let's just say, once you get to that point, then, you know, there's not much different about how you deal with people today than how we dealt with people 20 years ago or 30 years ago. The difference in being persuasive today is in getting to that audience. How do you get to that audience? And Bob, are you back?
I am.
It's good to have you back.
We lost connections there somehow.
I know. I don't know what happened. Dr. Robert Cialdini, ladies and gentlemen, and I was just telling the audience, Bob, that you know, I've been around the marketplace a long time, and I was talking about being persuasive, and especially with regard to customers. And the point I was making is that in my opinion, my experience is that once I get to in front of a prospect or a customer, and they've given me an audience, and I can actually, you know, they're sitting there ready for me to tell them whatever it is that I've got on my mind and ask them whatever I want to ask them. That hasn't changed much over the years, in my opinion. But getting to that audience, how you persuade people to cut through all the clutter and to cut through all the other stuff they've got on their plate, that's where the persuasion has changed. The requirement for being persuasive has changed, in my opinion. What do you think?
Well, you're right. There's so many alternatives, so many options, so many choices in modern society, that one of the things we have to do is get people to listen differently to us than they would to our competitors, to the rivals who are making claims of a similar sort. And how do we do that? And one of the clearest ways that research has demonstrated is to differentiate ourselves from those others, to make it clear how what we have to offer is unique, is uncommon, is rare, or is dwindling in availability. That's something that we've known for a long time. The new research shows that it's not sufficient simply to tell people what the unique features are that we have to offer. It turns out that people are going to be more willing to listen to what we have to say if we tell them not just what they will stand to gain if they secure our unique benefits, but what they would lose.
Wow.
If they failed.
Fear.
It's not quite fear as much as it is a recognition that, wait a minute, this is a scarce resource.
Possible loss.
I've missed an opportunity.
Yeah.
And research shows that people are more motivated by the idea of losing something than gaining that same thing.
Well, there are a number of ways, Bob, that you can demonstrate the potential loss. And another way to think about it is also not only the potential loss, but the ability to keep your competitors from having something. The exclusivity angle too, isn't it?
Exactly. I have a student who once did a study on exclusivity of what it is that he provided and information and.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be back with Dr. Robert Cialdini, the co-author of the book, Yes, 50 Scientifically Proven Ways to Be Persuasive. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here. And, of course, also our knowledge base, askjim.biz. Both of our websites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out, use our stuff, smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. We're visiting with Dr. Robert Cialdini. Bob, he says we can call him Bob, is the co-author along with Noah Goldstein and Steve J. Martin of the new book, which is launching literally even as we speak, folks. The book is called Yes, 50 Scientifically Proven Ways to Be Persuasive. And Bob, when we went to the break, you were talking about how to create a sense of urgency by making people believe that if they don't take action, they'll lose something, they won't have something available to them forever. I know it. I've been influenced myself by that kind of thing. And it's a human reaction, isn't it?
It's a human reaction, and we don't have to be scary. We don't have to cause people to feel afraid. I'll give you an example. The Bose Acoustics Corporation, a very high-end audio equipment manufacturer, they had a new product a couple of years ago called the Bose new wave system, Bose Music mm-hmm. Wave System.
Right.
Very sophisticated, technologically superior to anything they had put on the market. They were very proud of it, and yet their advertising campaign for it fell flat on its face. It was called, they had the new Bose Wave Music System, new performance, new features, new simplicity, new elegance. They were very surprised that it didn't work. But they changed just one thing about the ad and got a 45% jump in sale.
Wow.
Instead of saying at the top of the ad, new, they said, hear what you've been missing.
Wow.
And now the new elegance, the new simplicity, the new features, the new performance, mm-hmm. those were things that people were missing instead of things they could simply get.
So what you want to do, folks, is find a positive way to right. talk about things that people don't have and to make them want them. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about when we went to the break, Bob, was this idea of exclusivity. And we've learned, in my career, I've learned that if I can provide somebody with some kind of exclusivity, that not only will it make them take action, it actually will, that they consider that to be a premium value, and they'll pay more money for it.
You know, that's so true, and it even extends to information that you might have
mm-hmm.
that's exclusive, that's new, that they don't have yet, but that just came across your desk, or you just saw at a conference, or some kind of information source that you have access to that they don't. If you can call them up and say, Jim, I just got this information that I think is important to you. I just got it this morning. You know, Jim, my guess is you're going to listen differently
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to the next thing I said. Absolutely, honestly, that I said. What I What I've done is just failed to fumble away something that's true, that I just got some new information.
Right.
If I fail to say that, I'm a fool of the influence process. And so often, we fail to do that.
Well, that's exactly right. And so these are very powerful examples. And Bob, these are ways of getting through the clutter. And you know, as I said earlier, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, once you get in front of the folks and you're actually both sitting down and they know why you're there, they're prepared to listen to you, and to answer your questions, once you're at that moment, the classic conversational skills work just fine. But getting to that point these days takes an extra layer of intention and planning.
Yeah, and you know, I saw an article recently that showed how people have to navigate the internet to try to get some of that human contact that you were just talking about when you're sitting in front of somebody and are able to make a relationship contact with that individual. It's very difficult with the new technologies where we're an arm's length from everybody and we're sending our information in this bloodless kind of channel of email and so on. And I saw an article that said that people are significantly more likely to come to agreement on an email exchange if before they begin the exchange, they share information about themselves, personal information, the kind you would share if you were sitting across the table from somebody before you got down to business.
Right.
So we can bring the humanity back into something as bloodless as an email exchange.
One of the things that I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, by doing what we normally would in a face-to-face conversation.
One of the things that I do whenever I'm emailing someone, especially customers, people that I serve, whenever it seems appropriate, I'll say, "Hi, Jack. Hope all is well with you and yours."
Yes.
And then I get right down to business. I mean, it's six words maybe, and then I get right down to business. And let me tell you what happened recently. I called an 800 number of a company that I do business with. I'm their customer, and of course I knew I was going to get a recording, but the recording said, "Hello, Jim. I can see that you're one of our excellent customers, one of our very best customers," or something like that. And I thought, "Wow, that's pretty cool." So I was seduced by a recording, ladies and gentlemen. The words matter. It does work. You can be persuasive and help people. Right back with Dr. Robert Cialdini. He is the co-author of Yes. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Dr. Robert Cialdini. And Bob is the co-author of the book, Yes, 50 Scientifically Proven Ways to Be Persuasive. Bob, give us your website of your company and also the book.
The website is called influenceatwork.com. All
influence
one word.
Influenceatwork.com. And they can find more about the book there?
They can find more about the book.
And your other book, which is Influence.
Excuse me?
And your other book, too.
My other book is called Influence, Science and Practice. Yeah.
Now, so folks, check that out, influenceatwork.com. Bob, what about, you had another example you were going to give us.
Well, you were talking, you gave that very interesting example
how I was seduced by the recording.
Yeah, that was more persuasive than the typical one. I had a colleague who sent me a note about one that just charmed him. So your listeners can, you know, they have to develop recorded announcements for when they're not in their office and so on, or when they're
busy the whole
and
button
somebody's
or
on the line. Yeah. And you've always heard these, "Your call is very important to us, blah, 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 blah," that sort of thing. You've heard it a million times. He was at a very nice resort up in Canada, White Oaks at Niagara on the lake. And he called in to check on his reservation, and here's the message that he heard. Unfortunately, we've had to put your call on hold, but you can take comfort in knowing that you are on hold for Canada's only Michelin star 5-rated resort and spa. So they got in the scarcity there, the exclusivity, and they did it right in their recorded announcement. Mm-hmm. We can do this. We can use this scientific stuff to be more persuasive.
That's exactly right. Now, there are lots of things, folks. You need to look around at your business. How are you? And it's all about when you're touching customers, whether you're calling them for an appointment or just to meet them at a networking opportunity, writing a letter, sending an email, shaking their hand for the first time, making a sale, or extending a long-term customer relationship and making it even longer. All those opportunities. You need to approach those relationships with intention, don't you, Bob?
You do, and there's a particular challenge that we have right now because the economy is so volatile, things are so uncertain that often people just freeze under those circumstances. They sit on the fence. They won't get off the diamond. So we have to do something special to get them to reduce their uncertainty, to have confidence that they will have a positive experience with us.
Right, absolutely. What are some other things that we'll learn in the book, Bob?
Well, for example, we learn to use information that instead of trying to convince people ourselves, we also learn the power of using the voices of others, just like our prospects, to convince them. For example, I don't know how much you travel, but when I travel recently and I go to a hotel, about 65-70% of the time, there'll be a little card in the room asking me to reuse my towels. You've seen those?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the economy. I mean, for the environment.
Yes, do this for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we actually did a study. Here I live in the Phoenix, Arizona area. We went to various hotels in Phoenix area, put those signs in hotel rooms randomly. Some of the signs said, do this for the environment, help protect the planet and save resources, the kind you normally see.
Mm-hmm.
For another group of guests, their sign said, the majority of guests who've stayed in this hotel do recycle their towels, and we got significantly more people reusing their towels simply by telling them something that was true, that people just like them have decided to do this.
We call that the similar situation close.
Yep.
That's the old similar situation. See, folks, some things haven't changed.
Well, you know, when you said similar situation, that is exactly right on target because... Yeah. Jim, we had another sign that produced even more success.
Yeah, quickly.
Instead of saying the majority of guests who stayed at our hotel have decided to recycle their towels at least once during their stay.
Right.
This one said the majority of guests who stayed in this room.
Wow. Hey,
so
Bob, we have to wrap it up.
Similarity of situation.
Will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
I would love to.
Dr. Robert Cialdini, thanks, Bob, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
I enjoyed it.
The book is called Yes. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, but don't go away. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.